So, this petition that you created, obviously I know what it's for, but what is it for?
Well, I created it because I really would want a winter dance, being that our senior class didn't have a homecoming last year, and we didn't even get to do a prom last year, so it kind of, like, not wrap up, but, like, give us another opportunity to have a dance that we missed.
Yeah.
And kind of combine the two into one, like, the two.
Because upperclassmen usually get, what, four, but you guys get half as many because you didn't have either last year.
Exactly.
How did you come up with the idea to actually, you know, create the petition for a winter dance?
Well, it was, like, the day after homecoming, and, like, I was just, like, sitting around with my friends, and I was like, dang, I really want to do that again. Like, I really want another one that's not, like, prom, because prom, you, like, kind of have to
go
prom,
with prom's a very formal event.
Yeah, exactly.
Homecoming's more just
so
everyone can have fun.
I, like, posted on my friend's story. I was like, we should have a winter homecoming. And then, like, a bunch of people were like, oh, my God, we should. I didn't say homecoming. I said winter dance.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, oh, I should just create a petition. And then I kind of did it as, like, a joke at first, and then it kind of escalated a lot.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So how did you actually go about creating, like, going through the process of putting it together?
You know, I kind of just went on change.org and was like, you know what, I'll make this petition, even though...
Just some place.
Like, just as a joke.
Just some place to collect people's
approval
for it. How many signatures did you expect to get when you first created it?
Honestly, like 10. Like, just my friends.
Yeah,
because
basically.
I thought it was just going to be, like, you know, just, like, funny. Cause
funny, haha.
There's always a petition every single year, and it never, like, really gains traction.
Yeah, it gets maybe 30 people
yeah,
or
exactly,
so.
Exactly, 30 or 40 people.
Yep.
And so, like, that the fact that it got 400 and, like, 50 is, like, really surprising to me.
Yeah. And then, finally, what were the hopes behind this? Like, did you genuinely hope to have a winter dance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I know that it might not, like, happen, but I thought maybe a petition would, like, make it a little more, like...
Just more likely to actually go through.
Yeah, more likely to happen, yeah.
Yeah, because I heard... I still have yet to interview Mishki, but I plan to, and I heard that it was talked about in the... I want to say the senior meeting when people went into the PAC.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he was, he liked the idea of having a winter dance because we only have two dances throughout the entire year. And one of them is upperclassmen only.
Yeah.
It's prom.
And, like, St. Michael, they have a winter dance.
Most either have a winter dance or a February dance, if not both.
Exactly.
And we have two that are both... kind of formal, around upperclassmen.
Yeah. And they're both, like, very, like, just happens every year. Like, it's, like, everyone wears this, everyone wears that.
Yep.
So, like, having a winter dance and being able to, like, set that up, that would be so cool and, like, so fun to maybe be in the planning process and stuff like that.